Welcome to Navigating Nourishment. My name is Wendy.
And I'm Debbie.
We are National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coaches, and we know everybody wants to look, feel, and perform their best, your hosts included. And so on today's Navigating Nourishment podcast, we're going to be talking about fiber, the preventive medicine. We all know that fiber is good for us, but because we don't lump it in with carbs, proteins, and fats, we often forget about it.
Yeah.
And so we want to highlight the benefits of fiber and how good they are for us.
Absolutely. And in doing a little bit of research for this podcast, of course, it reminded me, and probably you too, Wendy, of, okay, oh yeah, I can still do better. I can still do more fiber. So
yes.
Yeah. So we benefit from these podcasts too. So today, let's just start off. What we're going to be talking about is how fiber is considered a preventive medicine, and because it has so many health benefits.
No. Yeah, we're going to talk about the definition of fiber. Let's jump in right with that. It's a type of carbohydrate that the body can't digest, and we'll dive into that a little bit more.
Right. And there are three types. You might have known of two, but there are three: soluble fiber, insoluble fiber, and prebiotic fiber.
And we're just going to drive home the idea of the importance of fiber in our overall diet. And we're just going to all eat more fruits and vegetables and nuts and whole grains after this podcast.
That's right. Right after this podcast, probably, because it's going to be lunchtime for me.
Me too.
Yeah. So let's dive into those benefits. I mean, the one that's most obvious and the one most people think about probably is our digestive health. And fiber adds bulk to our stool. It makes it easier to pass our bowel movements, which prevents constipation, obviously. But it also absorbs water. And so if you have loose stools, if you're on the other side of constipation and you have loose stools, it helps absorb water to solidify our stools. So it's like good either way.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I wanted to jump in here too and just say that many people define constipation as not having a bowel movement every single day.
Right.
There might be some controversy about that because we are all individuals.
Right.
But most people who don't have a bowel movement every day are constipated, and that's icky.
Right. And it doesn't always mean that you're uncomfortable. It just might mean that you're backed up, and that might not necessarily be uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Right.
So following that on the digestive piece, fiber helps reduce the risk of hemorrhoids, diverticular disease, and colorectal cancer.
Yeah. And I know many people, a handful of people with one or two of those things anyway. I've heard of people having those things in my peer group recently. On that too, some fiber ferments in the colon and that prevents colon diseases. So that's another good reason what we need to get fiber in there is for its fermentation benefits.
Fiber also catches things. It's kind of a clearinghouse. It helps pull harmful elements out of our body into the waste. Maybe it's allergens. A big thing is hormone byproducts, which was new to me in this recent research. It also helps eliminate environmental toxins. So the fiber helps if, there are some environmental toxins that we can't necessarily control,
right?
Like neighbors spraying Roundup and mosquito repellent and that sort of thing. And I can't control what my neighbors do. So eating more fiber helps my body process those toxins.
Right. That turns the uncontrollables into somewhat controllable. Because we can't control our environmental toxins. We really can't. It's a wonderful thing that you kind of can control it a little bit. So here's one of the best things about fiber is that it really helps with weight, extra weight, because when you eat high fiber foods, you feel full. And it also takes longer to eat high fiber foods because you have to chew them. But automatically helps with controlling your intake of calories. So if you're really trying to do that, having a high fiber diet will do that by itself. And they are less calories anyway. So you're eating more food, less calories. It's like, wow, win-win. There you go.
100%. And along that same exact line, because of the high fiber content in these foods, we're going to dive into the foods, we promise you.
Yeah.
It helps helps with blood sugar control. Because of the fiber, it helps slow the absorption of sugar. Yeah. And so anyone at risk with type 2 diabetes specifically, and look, if your numbers are high, you're at risk. Yep. And so watch the numbers and watch the numbers go down. Yep. If you add fiber to absolutely your diet.
Right. Including cholesterol numbers, because fiber really helps to lower the LDL cholesterol that we all are trying to get lower numbers for. And so we know if we have lower LDL numbers, we have better heart health, we have lower blood pressure and lower inflammation, and that makes us live longer.
And we all want to live longer, but in a really robust way.
Yes.
We want that, but that vibrancy for the rest of our life, whatever definition that is for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And the last one is overall gut health. We need some prebiotic in our gut to feed our gut microbiome, and fiber provides those essential food to the gut and really impacts all aspects of our health.
So let's talk about the sources of the different fibers. We talked about the three kinds. So let's kind of dive into the little bit of details about the three different kinds, because even though you're not going to walk around thinking about, oh, this one is soluble and this one is insoluble, it's kind of important to know what they're doing, you know, so.
And that's because we really need variety. And I know that Debbie and I talk about this with each other all the time, and also with our clients, is that we can kind of get stuck eating the same foods all the time. One of my favorite foods is arugula. And so I have it all the time. So I need to make sure I get diversity is really important.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's dive in. So soluble fiber. Go, Debbie, tell us
okay. about fiber. Soluble fiber collects all of the bile molecules that are in our gut, in our liver, in our gut, metabolic waste products out. It has hormones and chemicals for elimination. That's what soluble fiber does. It does all those things. It collects all of that stuff and gets rid of it through our stools. Beans, peas, flax seeds, apples, psyllium husk, avocados, Brussels sprouts, the list goes on. Peas, beans, apples, citrus fruits, carrots, barley. I can keep going on and on. But it's really important for that soluble fiber because it's like a sponge and it collects all the toxins, all the metabolic waste, all the hormones, and it gets rid of it all.
And the second one is the insoluble fiber. Again, many people know the name, but very specifically, it helps absorb extra fluid, excess mm-hmm. fluid. It adds bulk to the large intestine and helps us actually poop better, more yep. easily.
Yep. Yeah. And so the difference between the two, the soluble is more like a sponge and it's kind of digested, whereas the insoluble fiber is not digested. It just is sort of like a scrubber. It's kind of goes through as a scrubber. You think of a car wash, you know, the soap, you know, you use the sponges to soap it up. And then the insoluble fiber is the ones that really scrub off the dirt and everything else. So I don't know if that's the best example, but here we go.
Yeah. And some of the sources there are whole grains, nuts, beans, seeds, root vegetables, fruits with edible seeds in them,
yep.
Whole wheat, flour, wheat bran, cauliflower is a great one, green beans, potatoes. So those are some of the sources of the insoluble fiber.
Right. And they overlap, as you can see, because we both said some of the same things.
Right.
Prebiotic fiber is the one that feeds our gut. That's the one that feeds our microbiome. So it feeds especially the good gut bacteria. We need that. So it does that. And sources of that, bananas, onions, garlic, dandelion greens, chicory root, and there's plenty, plenty more, which, by the way, we're going to have a full list on our website, which we're going to have a link for in our show notes, so that you can look at all of the different fibers and how many grams there are.
Speaking of how many grams, this is interesting, the recommended daily value. And you might find different numbers at different sources, but one of the biggest aha moments for us in preparing for this podcast is that 95% of Americans consume only 16 grams or less every day.
Yeah.
And the recommendations are nearly twice that.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a couple of different notes here. So the Institute of Medicine recommends 25 grams per day for women and 38 grams per day for men.
And those are minimums. Those are minimum, yes. minimums, which is why we have our recommendation, which is more about, you know, integrative and functional medicine people who say that we need 35 to 50 grams of fiber a day. And perhaps if you're one of the 95% that eats 16 grams or less, you don't want to start going from less than 16 grams to 50 grams a day. And we're going to talk about that. But the idea is that eventually, once you've gotten your body situated, it's better to have more fiber than just the minimum.
I love that this is one of our first tips about fiber intake. You don't want to jump, like yeah. you just said, from you don't want to double what you're taking overnight. It might not feel so good. And literally and figuratively everything. So make it gradual. Just maybe do an assessment for a week and say, how much do I get? And yeah. then gradually add.
Yeah.
Maybe just if you recognize that your breakfast is completely void of fiber, maybe that's where you start. So, yeah. and this is something that as health coaches, we help people figure it out. But yep. that's the number one tip for increasing fiber intake is to do it gradually.
Take it slow, baby steps. And I'd say right there with it, this is not even the second thing. It should be kind of side by side to being gradual, is to make sure that you're drinking plenty of water, because the fiber needs water to help it move through your digestive system. And if you're not drinking, if you're eating more fiber and you're dehydrated, you're going to get backed up.
that's a poor recipe.
yeah. Not, and that's really discomfort. So there you go.
Yes. And we already touched on this, but variety is just really important. If all you're eating in the nut field is cashews, definitely yeah. mix up your nuts, mix up the fruits, the whole grains and the legumes.
Always. And of course, as we always say, look at the label. Whenever you're buying foods that come with labels, turn it. Don't look at the front of the package, because that's where all the lies are, if there are any. You have to turn it around to the nutrition facts and see where the grams are of all of your macronutrients and your fiber. So take a look at how much is in there.
And we also, as we always say, real whole food, the fruits and vegetables don't have labels.
Yep.
So
even better.
We have a couple of myths about fiber. And the first myth is that fiber supplements are as good as whole foods. And that's just on the tail of what I just said. You know, the truth is that whole foods provide additional nutrients and benefits, some of which we still don't fully understand.
Right.
I think the science of understanding what's in a whole carrot and what's in broccoli and what's in a kiwi, we just don't know it all yet. So that's a myth. It's not that supplements are bad or good. It's just that we need to start with whole foods and then use supplements for supplementation. Yeah,
exactly. Remember the word and what it means always.
Right.
You know what? Another myth is that it's only old people that need to worry about fiber. You know, it's like I remember my grandparents getting whatever grape nuts or whatever it was that was supposed to be high in fiber, because, you know, all the old yeah. people have to worry about that. And we didn't think we did, but we do too. I have to say, just as an aside, the first lesson of that was that my son, when he was an infant, had constipation. And he was an infant. And so yeah. we had to help him with some fiber, you know, even when he was an infant and still breastfeeding. But we had to add a little bit of fiber to his diet, too, because he needed that. So here we are. It's not about old people only. It's everybody, from being an infant yeah. to your old age. It's everybody
all
in between.
Ages.
Yep.
Universal.
Yep. Absolutely.
We hope this brief conversation about fiber has just lit you up a little bit about shopping more at the farmers markets and getting out there in the gardens and eating some rich fiber yeah. and feeling better. Again, the end of the day, all of this information that we share with you is to help us be more resilient. And we hope the definitions and the benefits we shared and the intake recommendations have given you some fuel for thinking a little bit differently about what you're grabbing for your plate.
Absolutely. and there's a challenge for you. And we'd love for you to share with us the results if you want to. Please do. We love hearing from our listeners. So take this challenge. Track your fiber for a few days. What you're doing right now, don't change anything, for a few days, and track how much fiber you're eating in a day. And see where that lands on the recommendation of what we said is best for people to have. See where you are, and then you'll know what you can do to add numbers to that. That's the best thing you can do, is just, you always track where you are now, and then maybe up it a little bit, and then track it again and see where you are. We're going to be doing that. We've been inspired by this research of ourselves to track our own fiber. So we'll probably post that.
Join us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn, and check us out. And maybe you'll see some of our numbers.
Yeah.
We'd love some feedback. Thanks for sharing the podcast. Thanks for liking this and creating a conversation about our health and our wellness.
So that wraps up this episode of Navigating Nourishment. We hope you find our discussion helpful and inspiring.
Remember, your health and wellness journey, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Remember, small, consistent steps over time can lead to significant, lasting changes.
Absolutely. So if you enjoyed this episode, please share, subscribe, rate, and leave us a review, because your feedback really helps us reach more people.
You can follow us on social media for more tips, updates, and inspiration. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Nourish Coaches.
And for more resources information, visit our website at nourishcoaches.com. And there you're going to find some show notes, additional articles, links to other shows and podcasts and resources that we talked about today.
Thanks for joining us today. Stay nourished, stay healthy, and we'll see you next time on Navigating Nourishment.